Hi, this is Carrie. The last episode and the next several episodes focus on work. But understand, the thoughts in these episodes can very easily be applied to your personal life. Today, I want to talk to you about taking pride in your work. Simple, but important. So many people rush through their work and end up with suboptimal finished products. Before you do this, stop and realize that the result of anything you work on is a reflection of who you are. If you approach work and your job like something that has to be done rather than something that is a reflection on you, there is no doubt it won't be done as well as it could be. Think about that. You know, if you're just doing it to do it rather than making sure that it's done so that you feel good about what you're doing, it's just not going to work. Not only that, but you just won't enjoy it as much. You know, you're there, you're working, you know, 40 hours a week, maybe more, maybe a little less, whatever it may be. You want to enjoy it. That's part of your life. And don't say, well, I got to go quit my job and find something that I enjoy then. Well, it's an attitude, okay? Until you do that, take the best approach on that job that you're doing. Because you know what? If you're taking pride and you're enjoying it, you actually may start liking what you thought you didn't like. Understand that everything you do adds up to who you are and what others think of you. Everything you do adds up to who you are and what others think of you. This is both professionally true and personally true. If you work at a customer service center and you handle a call helpfully and politely, then that's how that person and your supervisor is going to think of you. If you are writing a paper for school and know you've used poor grammar, don't turn in the paper. You know what's happening. Proofread it again. Get help from a friend. Or if they have a college writing center, get help from there. Do whatever you can do to make sure that paper is well written. Take pride in the paper. It's you, it's yours, and nobody else's. If you apply this principle to everything you work on, you're going to feel good not only about your work, but also about yourself. And you'll carry this through to all aspects of your life. Think about it when you've done a great job at something. You'll feel good all day. This is probably a good spot to let you know what makes me proud of this podcast I'm doing. You may not care, but you know what? I figured I'd let you know. The pride I get is derived from the feedback I've received from many of you telling me how the podcast has helped you start learning more about money management. That's what I did for about the first 60, 70 segments. And now I'm changing their lives a bit to the positive. I tell you, I don't get money from doing this. I just feel proud that in some way, I'm adding value to some of your lives. That may sound hokey, but it's not. It's really pretty cool. I enjoy it. It's my giving back, which is fun. I may be able to help you with something. I'd love to. Don't hesitate to email me at carriesiegel@yahoo.com. Any questions? I probably get one or two a week. I can't promise the answers are what you're looking for, but I can promise you one person's honest perspective, mine. This is Carrie Siegel asking you to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.